Plants use photosynthesis to turn sunlight into bioenergy. Oxygen is also created, but so too is a toxic substance called singlet oxygen. A UW-Madison research team led by bacteriology professor Timothy Donahue has discovered a pathway cells use to protect themselves from singlet oxygen. Donahue says scientists had an idea the pathway existed.
But there really was no information on how cells would perceive this damaging or reactive oxygen species and what types of defense mechanisms they would use to help combat the accumulation of this compound.
Donahue says there may be several ways to use the discovery over the next 5 to 25 years. One way may be in solar energy, which can be hampered when singlet oxygen damages metals, alloys, and carbon-based films used in solar collection devices.
So now that we have the ability to see how cells respond to this compound, we have the potential in the long term to create better solar energy generating machines that are not damaged by the accumulation of these types of toxic compounds.
Donahue says the discovery about the photosynthesis pathway may also help the growing of crops and aid in treatment of animal and plant diseases. The UW research is published in the journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.